Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to another episode of Debate the Music. Thank y'all for downloading. Thank you for subscribing. Again, go check out the website. I've been putting a lot of work on that. We are building a very, very nice website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. Check that out. Debate the Music is on there. You can check out all our other shows. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness.
I'm your host, Pierre. You can find me on Twitter at KingTail21. Also, hit up the Instagram at Debate the Music.
Yeah, man. So we wanted to kind of, you know, we're on our 10th episode, you know. Today we do have a special guest coming through later. We got a nice interview we doing. But first, we got to talk about groups, man. We got to speak on groups because I feel like we don't have any good groups anymore. It's like nobody can work together now.
Too many egos, bro. It's too many egos.
Do you think you could be in a group? I don't know if I could. I don't know.
I can only be in a group if we're on the same page. Because when I'm in a group, I'm not in a group to be the best. I'm not in a group to be the leader. I'm in a group because we're all on the same page. We all want the same thing. And we all want, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. You know, yes, I can. And at the same time, no, I can't.
Right? It's like you got to have, I have to be around the right people to have that ability to be in a group. I couldn't just be in a group with just anybody, man. I couldn't. Exactly. I couldn't do that. Because it's like when you watch these movies, sometimes like the biopics, you see how they just...
Oh, man, yeah.
You watch Bobby Brown and it's like, man, were they exaggerating or was he really like that? And from what you hear, he was really like that. And I just couldn't imagine having to be around somebody like that consistently. Oh, man, that'd piss me off.
Off top.
Like, it just seems like a level of frustration and headache, especially when you know you can do it on your own. That's hard to do, man.
Especially, and then on top of that, it makes it bad when you grow up with the people.
Right? Like, this is your boy.
Y'all develop that bond, that brotherhood, and then it gets, like you said, frustrating when... Because, I mean, we've seen Temptations, you know what I'm saying? All these movies that we've seen... All these guys coming together. Hell, even Dreamgirls. I mean, even though, you know, you see all these movies based on groups and you never really see them at the end standing strong. One always falls off due to egotistical, prideful type of thing. And it's just like, just imagine what could have been if we were still together through everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Man, like, imagine what y'all could have done. Like, imagine. So we got to put together a list of what makes a group great, man. I think the first thing will definitely be, how can I say? I guess control of ego. Like, man or woman, you got to control your ego. You can't think that you're better than everybody. You got to be able to control your ego. That's, like, number one for me.
Hell, man, that's definitely, I mean, when you're coming in, you can't bring in outside problems like, oh man, me and my girl into it, so I don't want to sing today. Or, like, oh, I'm sick. Like, that shit like that has to be worked out before, you know, like they say, business before pleasure. You know, sometimes you have to put your pleasures to the side and focus on the business standpoint. So I agree, man. Like, your ego, you, like, for real, man, when you can't be in a group if you're an egotistical person, because you're going to come in thinking it's all about you. And sometimes you got to put what you want to decide for the better of the group. So that leads me to the next point. I feel like sacrifices has to be big, too.
Oh, that's
because a good
one.
You're going to have to sacrifice a lot. Time, so much time away from a lot. Like, if you want this group to work and be successful, you guys all have to be on the same page as far as sacrifice. It can't be one given more than the other.
Right, because then that's when somebody start hating, but not even realizing I get more because I put in more work than you. That's why we all got to put in work. Like, I think that's a big one, man, because you would hate to be... You ever notice how in all these groups, I would hate to have a guy in my group that just doesn't want to practice choreography and shit. Like, it's always that one thing they don't want to do.
Oh, I don't know how to dance. Oh, I'm too hard. Like, bro, really? You're trying to realize what we're doing is going to put money in your pocket.
No,
so,
it ain't even that they don't know how to do it. They'll never be willing to. It's like, it's always that one guy who just don't want to show up to practice.
Stubborn as hell, yep.
Like, it just don't make sense. Like, and then they be terrible. You can't have that, man. We got to be on the same page when it comes to the work ethic. What would you say another one is?
Another positive sign for being in a group, I would say, is...
Would you say, like, knowing your ability?
Yeah, I mean, you get to showcase what you're about. If you're a singer, you know what I'm saying, you get to do something you enjoy. If you're a dancer, you get to do something you enjoy. Most people that are in the group, is always one better than the other at something anyway.
Right.
So you can do something to enhance the rest of the group. Like, you always got that one person in the group who writes the songs. You always got the other one who dances better.
I got it. So I know the phrase I was looking for. Know your role.
Yeah, coming into a group, bro, you have to know your role. You have to know the position that you're playing. You can't come in expecting to sing all the songs or do all the dance moves, because sometimes one person gonna get a solo. Other times, it's just gonna be, you know what I'm saying, everybody singing one verse at a time, but you gotta know your role. That's very important.
And then, you gotta know your role, because it's like the same thing with like a basketball team. If your role is to be a rebounder, and you know, like Tristan Thompson, no, he's not a 3-point shooter. You can't
but
kind
he's
step outside.
Great at what he do?
Exactly, he sticks to it. You can't step outside of your role, try to do other stuff. So if your job is to be a background singer, then damn it, we don't need you to be out here trying to do your solo. We don't want to hear that. That ain't what you here for.
Sometimes, like you said, the whole basketball analogy, you may think, "Oh, I'm better than this," so you may go out and seek a contract elsewhere, and then you can be complete ass and you wasting that team's time or that group's time by doing something that you may be good at doing it, but it's not your time to do it. So, yeah, man, I totally agree.
Yeah, man, it's so many important things to be in a group, man, but I don't know, I feel like we haven't seen any groups recently. Like, oh, you know what I was looking at the other day on YouTube, it was a little clip. Remember Day 26? How classic was that? They were so dope.
They were. Oh, man. Egos got involved.
Yeah, man. But the show, Diddy was amazing for that show, man.
Yes, he was. And I think he was the only one doing it at that time, the whole making the band thing. He got, two successful groups out of it?
Yeah,
he got
man.
Hefty Kane, and then he got Day 26. And both broke up over egos, over attitudes. Attitude is important too. You can't be in a group with attitude. Like, that's not gonna work. All right. That fighting each other, cursing, and
I'm shutting down the studio.
Classic Dave Chappelle. Man, if it's problems, man, you gotta sit there, talk it out. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I quit. And then we gotta wait because, damn, like, we just lost our best dancer. So what are we gonna do? It's always the best one. What they do, they quit. And I never get that shit. I never get it.
Right? Like, one thing that I appreciate about the group, though, when Diddy did it, is he forced them to work together and actually be a group. And, like, it was just such great TV. We don't even realize how good it is now. Like, that was good reality TV. Because what we have on now is trash. We have on too many reality shows, honestly. That was good because they had to literally, like, it was a singing competition. Bro, do you remember the episode when they was, like, sing battling? Like,
yeah. And actually, I want to correct myself. It was three groups he had. He had Megan the Band, Day 26, and Deadly Kane.
So yeah.
R&B groups and then the hip-hop group. But, yeah, man, I remember that. They had the battles, you know, and stuff like that is cool because it helps you, you know, oh, damn, okay, I got beat. Well, next time I'm going to come back harder and work harder. It's all about hard work and what you put in. You only going to get out what you put in.
Yeah. Right. Hey, we going to have to start one of those, man. We going to start the debate the music little group.
Hey, man, for real. Groups. It's no singing groups.
What was the last one you heard? Like the most recent? There was like, I mean, I don't mean like a low key.
You mean,
group.
I mean like of our generation, like the 2000s?
Not just the most recent group you've heard that was like mainstream that really had like a hit, like a legitimate hit.
I can't even say, bro, because it's been that long.
B2K can't be the last one.
Oh no, Ooh.
Man, that's crazy.
It is. The fact that I can't even think about it.
Oh, man. Wait, what was the little boy's name? Remember the little boys that used to have?
E5?
I think it was E5, the little boy. E5, yeah.
B5, yeah. There was B5. There was it was another one. I can't think of them.
That was back in
Violent Behavior.
Oh yeah, that's what. Those are the most recent ones. And then I heard they even broke up.
Yeah, they did.
That's crazy, man. So groups just can't exist no more.
And they were young as hell, bro. They were like 15 at the time, 16 at the time. So I don't know what it is. I guess the whole group situation is cancerous. Like I don't get it.
I can't even think of female groups. What about female groups?
Nah, bro, I think the last female group that I heard from a like well known, I would have to say, I can't say 3LW because that was so long ago.
Yeah, that was long ago. I was gonna say, remember Cherish?
Cherish was out. Yeah, you're right, Cherish.
That's like the most recent one. That's sad, man. We need more groups. Because groups bring a different aspect to the game. Like, you know, you're going to get a lot more from a group than just the regular type of performance and music. Like, it's going to be on another level because there's so many. You know, right. Destiny's Child was definitely huge. That's obvious.
SWV.
Yeah, those the obvious ones, man. Mm-hmm. I just feel like since 2005, we haven't had a really big R&B group. Like,
yeah, I agree, man. Many have tried, but they failed.
Right? And it's crazy how they break up so fast. I don't know what it is. They just...
They like break that. Up faster than them. They get one hit, and then that's it.
Man.
I'm trying to live off that fame for the rest of their life, but it's like, yo, y'all just put y'all differences to the side and continue to work. Man, it'll work, but nobody wants to be in the group. I don't know, maybe people have control issues. Maybe people feel like they're better off doing things by themselves. But let's be honest, and I mean this from a, you know, not to be an ass or nothing. You always need somebody help with something, and it's okay to admit that. People go around nowadays thinking they can do any and everything by themselves, and it's like, especially in music, you know, somebody, like I said, somebody can write the song, somebody can write the moves. I mean, but hey, no disrespect or no shade to the ones that do everything by themselves. I think it's great. But sometimes if you're working in a group, you need help. You can't just do the group alone.
For real, man. All right, so I got one. I'm going to throw something at you. Let's see. We're going to do a little debating here. So,
okay.
Who you picking? Jodeci or Boyz II Men?
I'm picking Boyz II Men from the simple fact that Boyz II Men's music was all over, like, it was everything. I think what Jodeci, from what I heard, was just more of the, you know, the sex songs. Boyz II Men moved the crowd, whether it was about a mom, whether it was inspirational, but they also had those sex songs as well.
So okay. Boyz II Men. My boy prepared. Okay, let me get, I got another one. Drew Hill or Jagged Edge?
Ah.
That's a tough one.
That is a great one.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
That is tough, but I'm going to go Drew Hill, man.
What?
I'm going Drew Hill.
What?
Because Cisco was that nigga, man. Cisco was that nigga. Cisco was the only nigga, like, I don't know, man. You get these people who do drugs and they do, like, they drink, and it enhances their talent. And you can tell with Cisco, he was kind of off a bit. I don't know what it was that he was on, but he was off a bit.
Nah, man. That's just me, bro. I'm taking Jagged Edge, man. I'm taking Jagged Edge, y'all. That's classic, man.
Classic, where the party at. Jagged Edge, they had hits, man. They really did.
Okay, I got another one for you. Mint Condition.
Ooh.
Or Tony Tone.
Oh my God.
That's a tough one, man.
I feel like they can still the man.
Right? I'm going with Tony on this one. I got to go with them. I got to go with Tony.
I got to go with Tony as well.
They got some joints, man.
They do.
I still play them joints to this day.
Man, they do. They really do.
Okay. I got some more for you. Soul for Real didn't really have too many hits. They ain't have enough for me. They ain't have enough for me, man. So, B2K or Casey and JoJo?
Oh, man. B2K or Casey and JoJo? I'm gonna go Casey and JoJo.
I agree. I feel like
B2K was that puppy love. Like,
yeah. It was strictly for like teenage girls. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Casey and JoJo, again, they're on the same level as the Boyz II Men. They had songs like, you know what I'm saying? They had The Life, All My Life. They also had the sex song. So B2K was more of a What a Girl. They had, you know, What a Girl Wants, They had all the pop songs.
Yeah, I
can remember KC and JoJo doing pop music.
Yeah, that ain't them, man. They made more of black. That's like some of the blackest music you ever hear, KC and JoJo. Like, okay, I got another one for you. We gonna go to the ladies now.
Ooh.
SWV or En Vogue?
Ooh, wee. Never Gonna Get It versus Weak. I'm gonna go SWV.
I agree. SWV, man. I agree. I definitely agree, man. That's kind of easy for me, though. I feel like I can think of more of their songs off the top of my head.
Exactly. It's easy for me because I only remember En Vogue having Never Gonna Get It.
Okay.
And I didn't hear anything else from them. But SWV, I still hear songs from them. Like, you know how many times their song was sampled? Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, like, you know?
Okay. Last one.
All right.
TLC.
Oh, man.
Or Destiny's Child.
Oh, why'd you do that?
I can't even pick. That's a tough one, man.
I'm going to say TLC for the simple fact is they offered something different. Like, they were trendsetters.
But come on, Destiny's but Child. Again, that Soulja joint was Child, fire. Yeah. That Soulja joint was fire,
Soldier,
man.
Survivor. They had hits. I think.
That Cater joint was nice too. Cater was nice.
Yes, it was. You have to pick Destiny's Child for the simple fact is TLC got cut short.
Right.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez dying. You know, you never knew what could be. Like, that's like Aaliyah. That's like trying to compare Aaliyah to somebody. You can't really say because Aaliyah's talent was cut short so young. So yeah, they both have hits, but Destiny's Child, of course, is gonna go on and on.
Right. So, yeah, man, that's a nice little debate for our groups. We're going to definitely do a little Twitter tournament with the polls for y'all.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We got to let them. I want to know what the people think, man.
I feel like Destiny's Child is going to win on a women's bracket.
Of course.
I mean, just in the group. We're just going to do groups overall, but I feel like they're going to win easily because of Beyonce. Like, you already know how that goes, man. So, we're going to definitely do that. So, let's take a little break real quick. Yeah, man. So, what got you into music? How'd you even start?
Well, basically, it all started at Cop the High, first semester 2009. We were just meeting up with niggas from like different middle schools, and we was ciphering and stuff like that. So we stayed linked up. I got kicked out like that year, but I still linked up with the bros. And after high school, we started like recording and stuff. And that's around 2012. So we just been consistent ever since.
Oh, so you've been on it for a while. Okay. I respect
that's right.
The
brand. That's all about consistency. I want to ask you, how did you get your name, man?
How did I get my name? Well,
yes.
Because my Circle Marsh. Yeah. Basically like a marsh is like a swamp, like grimy type.
Okay.
And I'm from Power Circle, so it just went together.
Right. Okay. So marsh basically describes your rap style.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was a gift to me from the circle.
That's good, man. Keep it all in the circle. I like that. So what influences you, man? Like, what type of rap do you listen to and like inspires you to
do what you do? Well, basically, my inspiration for music is it's like from the blues. My mom used to play like record players and shit in the 90s, so she used to play like a lot of Chuck Berry, a lot of Gladys Knight, a lot of, you know, James Brown and stuff like that, and like funk. And I don't know, like bass lines and stuff, it always stuck with me. And I've always been like freestyling and stuff, like even as a kid, you know, so.
That's dope.
That's what got me here.
That's right, man.
That's dope, man. So you Compton High, man, that's the hood. That's home right there.
Yeah, that's home.
Yeah, I'm raised on Central Laundry, bro, like all my life.
That's right. So, gotta ask you, man, what led you to sign up for the freestyle? Because it's like, I see, you know, you seem to be pushing it, you seem ready. And they're like, man, you may be one of the ones to watch out for. So I just want to know, like, what led you to sign up?
I really appreciate that, man. I mean, but, like, bro, I've been, like I said, we do this every day. Like, bro, we do this shit for fun. Like, we gather up and just spit bars. So this is easy. This is comfortable, you know?
Okay. That's what it's all about, man.
Right, I respect the eagerness, man, you know, because
he seemed ready to go, so.
Yeah, man, a lot of artists, reels, they talk a good game, but they ain't ready for
get
it.
Get that hold on.
One advice to, like, if anybody inspired to, like, really do it, like, once you get an opportunity, take it. If somebody, you know what I'm saying, this is a chance for you to display who you are to a bigger audience than what you got now, so I'll be more than happy to put over the circle.
That's right. So, what are you working on right now? You got anything in the works?
So right now we got a lot of things going on. Every Thursday we trying to drop music. Just, you know, just to keep people, you know, going. My nigga DC got a tape dropping. EV Me, y'all be on the lookout for that. I should be dropping a tape this summer, and it should be nice. I'm really proud of this.
That's good, man. You gotta be proud of what you do, because if you're not proud of it, who else will?
Exactly. And I wouldn't be comfortable showing y'all if I didn't fuck with it, you know?
That's right.
Yeah, man, I be feeling a lot of stuff you tweeting, audio tracks and all that on the SoundCloud, man. That's some nice stuff y'all got going, man. And like the main reason we started this podcast is so that we can give more people shine, because all these other podcasts out here, they just put on big name artists that don't really need the plug, but all the little guys is just left out in the cold, you feel me, getting ignored nonstop. So we definitely really want to give y'all some love.
Like, you know, people like y'all, because y'all don't want us. Y'all trying to look out for who's next up. Y'all ain't trying to feed a nigga that's already full, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I really appreciate y'all, man. I'm always shouting y'all out. Debate the music, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
All right, man. So what you got some? So what are we doing right now? We pushing our tournament back, because we're going to do it a little later, probably in the summertime, because we'll have bigger sponsors, bigger prizes, more promotion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All that.
We want to give people time. Like, we don't, you know, so we kind of feel like, because it would have started today. Yeah. So that's why we wanted to get you on here today. You being the first one to sign up, I feel like nobody would have been prepared. Like, damn, like, you know, they would have been rushing. So I feel like pushing it back would be dope, because we give people time to, you know, fill out the tournament, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm up for it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why, I know it's people out there that know how to do this. I want y'all to get y'all confidence up and, you know, sign up. It's all for fun, you know?
Y'all heard the man.
Right? So, for you doing your music, you said you're dropping a tape this summer. Where do you plan to be next year as far as your music goes?
Where I plan to be next year, after I drop my tape, I'm going to really try to get some, like, more visuals going, just to be a familiar face somehow, you know? Huh? And I want to find a plug for shows that I can actually, you know, make this full time and really see where I go with it. I mean, it's all going to take time, but everything will fall in place.
I got to ask you, would you rather be signed or would you rather continue as an independent artist?
I'd rather be an independent artist because, okay. I mean, who I'm starting with now is who I'm going to end this shit with. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I asked you.
That's one thing about Power Circle. Like, we're not here for that. We here to put other niggas on. We here to put ourselves in a position where we could do this shit too. Look for other niggas.
That's right.
That's all, man. Nah, we ain't signing to nobody. I'll never sign to nobody. I don't care how much you know. That don't define Power Circle.
That's what people don't understand. Sometimes they go somewhere for the money, and it takes away from their talent.
Yeah, man, that's what happened with all these big artists, and they blow up, and then they sign to somebody and disappear.
You sign, they start acting funny. You feel me?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a debut as what we perceive as you, you can't really switch that because you're gonna lose fan base because that's not who we think you are. And that's, I don't know, that's funny. I don't fuck with, I just don't like funny stuff like that. You don't like this music, I just don't like any of that.
Yeah, man, that's smart, man. Definitely independent route is the best way to go. So let me ask you this. If you could get a feature from any rapper right now, who would it be?
If I can get a feature from anybody right now, I'm sorry, but it'll be from one of my niggas.
Hey, that's not. That's
I respect
wrong with that,
bro. I respect that.
That shows who you are and what you are about.
That's crazy.
I respect that, man. That's different. I expected. I asked another artist that the first Drake. That's the first thing he said. You know, that's what everybody crazy. Gonna say.
I mean, Drake cool, but I don't think the song together with me and him would correlate. I mean, I already know niggas I relate to. I already know their lyrical content. I'm not about to invest in some shit I don't already know.
So did you like More Life?
More Life was cool. I actually do like More Life. He got a lot of different vibes on there. He got some like house music type Jones. He got some shit like from Views on there, and you know he just trying to. He marinating on a couple old flows that he been working on, so I like the consistency with Drake.
Okay,
so what you think about the Ross Rather You Than Me?
Ross Rather You Than Me, that's hard. That's Ross. That's BMF Ross.
I saw that coming.
That's BMF.
Everybody felt that Ross album more to me. To the people that I asked to, I got the same answer. Oh man, that Ross, like, I'm like, yeah, like, you know.
No, Ross. I think, like, all the albums out right now, I think Ross is harder than More Life right now. It's another album that's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't think of it.
I know you're ready for that Kendrick next month.
Kendrick's, bro.
Yeah, man, that's coming next month. We're going to have it here on Debate the Music.
Bro, I'm trying to eat.
That's right, man.
Did y'all hear The Hard Part 4?
Yeah, man, yes, we talked about our last episode, you know, dissected a little bit. And one thing I was just about to ask you about that, like, how do you, are you one of the rappers that's, are you willing to call the rappers out? Or are you one of the subliminal types where you say he is and this guy, or do you say names? You name drop?
No, I would say your name.
That's right.
I would definitely say your name if I feel like you being, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't come. Don't do that. But I'll definitely call you out. Like, I'll cipher with you. Like, why? Just to eat you up. Just to settle everything. Like, you that type.
Okay. Yeah, man, we need more of that in the rap game. Some real actual rappers. I think all these rappers scared because they not real MCs, man. If you're a studio rapper, it's hard for you to get out here and get people bars.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I didn't start off in a studio, so, you know what I'm saying? It's...
Yeah, you start off at Compton. I already know. You ain't gotta explain. Yeah. I already know. All right.
But nah, man. What you hear from me is what you get, and it's on the spot. That's how we all do.
That's cool.
Okay. Let us hear a little freestyle real quick before we get up out of here.
Yeah, give us a little sneak peek at what to expect in the tournament.
For sure. All right. I'm trying to plot how I'm trying to tax, accumulate havoc, advocate of what's about to happen. It's regular, I'm the captain, okay? More bars than Alcatraz, colder than when they're asking. Nigga, fuck what you asking, that shit ain't worth our reaction. Watch us get in the huddle, plotted, put it to action. They created a monster, they scream and release the Kraken. I'm a fire, breathing dragon and hell in it's over. Metro blue line sliding, I just want me a rover. See, I just want me a bad bitch, the police to die slow. Pin them up and knock them down as if I was fucking bowling. Only the circle, these niggas better move over. Can't disrespect the honor that Gavin knock if you told him, but holy, holy. We getting closer, these devils, they move a muscle, mannequin challenge, been over. Power circle, the tougher hustler, finesse of the boldest. Taking trips, but ain't signing risk, less is publishing, holy.
Man, hey, man.
Yo, why did I hear a little bit of, I heard a little Kendrick in there. I could hear the content.
Why are you still in my line, man? I was about to say that, too. Like, it may be the Compton thing, but it's like, he's hungry. You can tell he's hungry,
I mean,
bro.
I guess, I mean, if you, this is what happens when you take that route and rap from where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? It's going to sound familiar.
No, it's not from a biting standpoint.
Yeah.
You sound passionate about what you just said.
Yeah, you say I can hear the Compton, because I mean I grew up over there too. I was El Segundo, Avalon. I'm Central, 103rd, all that. So I already know.
That's in the front.
Yeah, I already know. So right, you, I could just hear that sound in it. You know what I'm saying? I can hear it, man. That's, you got this bars, man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I like that.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that shit, but bro, we got a lot of shit on the way, and I'm gonna just start dropping shit on y'all niggas.
Yeah, man. If you want us to promote it, man, send it to us first. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely help you out with that. You know what I'm saying, man? Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate having you as our first official guest, man. We really appreciate
it. Most definitely, man. Thank you so much, man. It's an honor.
You want to tell everybody how they can reach you and get in contact with you, man?
Oh yeah, you can definitely check me out at Circle Marsh on Twitter and Instagram.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on again, bro.
Once again, bro. Y'all have a good one,
right? All right, bro.
Two. Yo, man, that nigga right there.
Yeah.
You gotta watch out for him. That was nasty, and I don't mean that in a bad way. That was.
Man, he got some bars right there, man.
Dude, that was tough, bro.
That was some good content, you know. And you know, it's crazy because after you watch all these artists and you hear so many rappers rap these days, it's like you don't know what to expect. So sometimes I'm like shocked when I hear a rapper that can rap. It's like you can rap, you can really, really rap, and I'm like impressed by it. But he had bars and he sounded like just that Compton vibe. I can hear it. Man. You can really hear it. That was a perfect person to have as our first official guest on Debate the Music.
Bro, it was perfect, man. Set the tone. I see what we're trying to do here, man. So if you want to come on to the show, man, we all reach out. Y'all reach out to us. And yeah.
All right, man. Time for us to get up out of here, man. You got your sleeper pick ready, man? Who you got this week?
I actually do, man. It comes from, since we were on the topic of groups, but it's a rap group that it comes from. This group is called Nothing Much. The name of the track I'm going to use is called Name the City. It's produced by Curtis King. Those of you that do not know Curtis King, he is a producer that works closely to Absol. So that will be my sleeper pick of the day.
All right, man. Let's hear it.
Staring at a billion stars. Red dot, I wonder if it's Mars. Thinking about these selfish bras. Feeling regrets like I never should have got involved. Maybe it's fuel to write poetic bars. No one understands, so why I even try at all. Feeling down, I need a pick me up. The dry tears of a soldier who don't give a fuck. Bunch of people around me and I'm still lonely. And I just fuck myself again and I'm still horny. Danger in my boat like the life of Pi. I never lie, so I'm exposed, nobody cold as I. No jacket, no sweater. She don't understand, she texts me feel better. I reply with no response. I know it sounds absurd, but now I'm sitting here and getting mad cause she can't find the words.
Yeah, man, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, man. What you got for us, man?
You know what's funny? The artists slowed down sending me their music, man. It's crazy.
Hey, you too. Me too.
I don't know what it is, man. I'm happy.
No, maybe they got tired of the wait, but.
Right?
You here, man. We're trying to help y'all, so. Y'all can always send the music to us.
Right, I think they got tired of me telling them wait for next episode. They got a little upset, a little pissed off, man. Yeah, man. Dang, this is a rough week for me. I really don't have a sleeper pick.
What?
You know what? I'm gonna go with Ari Lennox.
Okay.
Singer. She had a song with Kaz from Dreamville. Backseat. Okay. It's actually it's like probably about 2 years old, but man, it's a fire joint, man, for real.
Let's hear that, man. So, baby, you're the greatest. Yeah. Of all time, the greatest. Yeah. So, won't you hear the name? You're still on my mind. So, I ain't seen your ass in a couple months. But if you want it, baby, you can get your song. We can work out. So go ahead, put this good in your mouth. What you about? Second time around, we can get it started like Black Eyed Peas in town. There's nothing to figure out. Yeah. So baby, you're the greatest of all time, the greatest. So won't you hear me? You're still on.
Yeah, man, she got a nice soulful vibe type of voice. Like she goes in that new school vibe music. That's what I call it. She fit like with an artist like Miguel. He's not really R&B or pop. I say he's like a new school vibe. Like you listen to Miguel and Frank Ocean when you know what I'm saying? You chilling on the beach or something. Her music is for stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, that's another great episode of Debate the Music, man. We had our first official guest. Shout out to Circle Marsh, man. Appreciate you coming on, bro. Shout out to Compton, man. Produced some great artists, man. Thank y'all for listening, man. I'm your host, Chris. Find me on Twitter at I'm Just Greatness. Definitely check out our website, greatnesspodcastnetwork.com. We got the blog post up there. We got all our album reviews on there. Man, y'all better go subscribe to it. If you subscribe to our website, you can get notifications on every episode from each show. You won't miss a thing. You get all the blog posts sent straight to your email.
Yeah, man. Just follow up with Chris. So y'all can follow me on Twitter at KingTail21. Also, check us out on Instagram, man. We post the sleeper picks. We also have a debate. Gonna post some type of post. I want to know what you guys' favorite, like I say, top five groups. So that's coming soon. Also, shout out to Circle Marsh, man. Thank y'all for listening.
Yeah, man. Thank y'all, man. Definitely check out our website. We got some great content. Artists, keep sending your music, man. You see, we doing our guests now. If you want to be a guest, send your music. We like it. We'll definitely have you on the show, man. Thank y'all.
Thank you.